appears to be based on wisdom in their first worship.
Did you hear what he says? They appear. Did you notice the word appear? To have what?
To be based on wisdom.
To be based on wisdom. Continue.
In their first worship of angels.
Mm-hmm.
And false humility.
Did you notice what it creates? It creates a humility that is not recognized by God. It's called false humility. It is that humility that shakes you with two hands and causes you for not recognizing that you should be the one to shake with two hands. I don't know if you're following me. So I come and say, oh sister, God bless you. With two hands. And in my heart, I'm angry she's not the one that should have said it, come with two hands. So where is the humility? I hope you're following. It's mere external. Go ahead.
And severe treatment of the body.
They also enjoy what? Severe treatment of the body. Are you getting me? And all that. Go ahead.
But they have no real value in controlling physical passions.
These things don't have any real value in controlling what? Physical passion. The gospel controls passion. I will lead you into it soon. But let me first of all show you what is not the gospel. Are you with me? You see, all the messages, I had a problem when those who raised from the dead were, because I looked at the message, you know, the mother now criticized how can the devil be telling people to live holy, knowing that if they live holy, they will go to heaven? Can the devil be doing that? So I took it to God, and God told me, it is not whether people should be holy, it is how. Look at how they say you are holy. Do you see the problem? It takes a level of the how and mixes it in the doctrine of what? Holiness. Because I want us to even after that, revival, legalism. When God begins to visit people and they are excited, sooner than later they move to legalism and the Holy Ghost abandons them. They now run a rituality, a Christianity of forms, a Christianity of rules, a Christianity of regulations, and not a Christianity of directions and leading and dependence on the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 I like to place things the right way. No, Living Bible, hand over. Yes, where is she? What did you read for us? Good news. Living Bible.
Colossians chapter 2 and
start at 20.
Verse 20. Since you died, as it were, with Christ, and this has set you free from following the world's idea of how to
be. Read that again. Listen. Give volume to your voice.
Since you died, as it were.
No, leave that. Just let her give volume.
Since you died, as it were, with Christ, and this has set you free from following the world's ideas of how to be saved.
The world's ideas of how to be saved. Have you seen a non-believer who does not understand the gospel? How does he think people are saved? He thinks people are saved by Ekuban Koto. That is the world's idea of how to be saved. And the devil can make the Christians begin to act that way, thinking that then you are saved. That's not true. Continue.
By doing good and obeying various rules, why do you keep right on following them anyway, still bound by rules as not eating, tasting, or even touching certain foods? Such rules are mere human teachings, for food was made to be eaten and used up. These rules may seem good, for rules of this kind require strong devotion and are humiliating and hard on the body.
Oh, did you hear that? They require what? Strong devotion. So, Ilenonia Wabulu, a devoted Christian, man, a devoted legalist. Hallelujah. Say so they have, what's the final statement? These things, yes?
Such rules are mere human teachings, for food was made to be eaten and used up. These rules may seem good, for rules of this kind require strong devotion and are humiliating and hard on the body.
But they have
no effect when it comes to conquering a person's evil thoughts and desires. They only make him proud.
Does it look true? Have you seen people like that? Who condemn you, but you know inside you are better than them. They're only proud. Like the Pharisee, two men went to the temple to pray. I always tell people, those two men live in you. Those two men, they live in you. There's always that Pharisee that says, oh Lord God, thank God, I'm not like Brochuchu. Every day, I know why I'm not there. And make an echo go, I'm not going to come. Meanwhile, Brochuchu knows he has a problem. And he goes to God and says, Father, Biko. Every day, me notice in Obi Munan assistant Kechi. I'm not coming here behind Kaka, do the one day in Kaka, Biko Napta Kwam. Napta Mo, Ekokona can be in Kututa Babafia. Only Tinetti Kuchineke, Nana Lamara. Pharisee and Etia, thank God. Only can Jesus also send Anulonia. Say amen. Just wave your hands and say amen. Alright, let me describe the second set of people. The second set of people are those who take the grace of God for license. They are libertines. Their theory is it doesn't matter. No one can home. If it didn't matter, if what is most important to the relationship again at Chineke. My answer. Who will ascend the hill of the Lord? Who will dwell? Not who will visit. Who will dwell in his holy place? He answers. He that has clean heart. And a free answer. Whose hands. Turn to somebody and say, Your heart is not enough in religion. If you have clean heart, make sure you have clean hands, clean legs, clean lips. Even if you see clean lips, you will make a good nice kiss. Hey, just give me a good nice kiss. Yeah, up and I can sing it. Hear me alone. No, I can't get it. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the government of the club. I got a chance to hear for decades. I'm a moon of Fuma Fuma. I'm a moon. Oh, when one of whom I can't hear even for at your super. I think no, nothing is happening. See, something is happening. But you know, we just went visiting the sister and say, it is a melody of sister in a visit. Visitation team of Melody Sport has been a baby here. Alright. You know, I've created some problems and I need to solve them now. Is it not so? How do you solve these issues of should I wear trousers? Can I wear weave on? Can I put on an earring? How big should it be? You know, how do we resolve these problems? God was the one that asked the Israelites to pick earrings from the Egyptians. What did they do with the earrings? They were to pick it in order to offer him sacrifice in the wilderness. Fajidia wemete an idol. That tells you what is wrong with the earring. It is the formation of idols. Keep that as a principle. Now let me go and tell you. It's called the 6-8-10 principle on permissible issues. Everything, there are things that are not clear whether you should do them. Can I smoke and still be a Christian? Can I drink two tumblers of red wine? At least, so they will be able to make a query. Eh? Manoto? Yeah, now. Mona, the sister, now, guy, I'm a main road. I can't eat him. I'm a little homer. Now, he's a Christian. I can't, a sister, and keep him. I'm a one, oh, my one, even mother, my phone. Now, get a sister, I can't give my sister, I'll look who's there. No problem. I'll tell you how to resolve the matter. It's called 6-8-10 principle on permissible things. I have a book coming out. My brother Andoka is already printing it on those permissible things. I titled the book Indisputable Truth About Disputable Matters. Hallelujah. Now, what do you do? First thing, Paul said, all things are permissible unto me, but not all things edify. First thing, does it edify? If it actually means, will it make you a better person? This particular thing stopped one sister. I'm a good argument. Every day, you leave Nika, Napolo. Nika bukwa dangerous one. If we are thinking, Pastor, listen, you people are Pharisees. And the truth, one if we have a Pharisee. No, I want to be sincere. Then I was a Pharisee. I didn't know the balance. So, when I knew the balance, I came to her and I asked her, main road near compound Bruno. Make killing no my boy and I'd be and without any mafia. No care of Talon making work of mine. Just fan a gaffe. Na gaffe. You choose wolf. Just from a faithful. You get choose only you the nika. All things are permissible, including the nikah. but it does not edify. It does not make you a better human being. Because it does not edify, it becomes sin. Not because it is not permissible. It is permissible. Can you as a Christian do it? Yes. But does it edify you? No. Because it does not edify you, it's sinful. Because you must do those things that build you up. That's the first law. Law number two. All things are permissible, but I will not be mastered by anything. Question number two. Does it enslave me? You are Christ, and anything that contends for the throne of your heart with God is an idol. There are metal idols, and there are mental idols. Metal, igwe. Mental, uche. When Onyebuchi fills your heart, it was Ipepele. Enough vision Onyebuchi. Don't think it is ordinary lust. It's idolatry. I hope you're getting me now. I hope I'm addressing your issues. I hope I'm doing that. Now, we will get to idle examples now. Run all through it. Otologo, but I can run through it. What's my foundation? I'm a structural engineer, so I know the importance of foundation. I mean, foundation. Once I finish laying the foundation, I will not be enslaved by anything. Take for example, a Pharisee sees you wearing trousers and condemns you. Manada Pharisee naru onunia. Oge kili gide home video. One soap opera. Join a nice prayer. And don't make a tone kili hawa nepa po well opoi. This is why the mom will do, but don't differ. Can you not say that? Why can you not spend one night without a particular soap opera? It has mastered you. Oh, TV. Is there anything wrong with watching TV? No. If it becomes your master, and careful that neighbor says, oh, remember, I'm saying I don't know without Italy NTA News. No, when you make it, I have Italy NTA News. As simple as that says, he's a slave. That is sin. As a mamma, what is him? Eh, man, I am an Italy NTA News. Where you cannot condemn when you're naked yourself here in London. Do you understand that now? So, second thing you ask is, does it master me? Listen. You know, my wife and I, we were discussing. I say, listen, when you meet some people, they tell you, I can live without it. I say, live without it, careful. Because the fact that you can live without it now will tell us that no way home. Try 6 months, 3 months without it. It's a test of the bondage or liberty you have. Are you with me? Christian liberty is not the ability to do what unbelievers do. I'll say that again. Christian liberty is not the freedom to do what unbelievers can do. Why do I say that? Because unbelievers can do it and they don't have Christ. Christ cannot come into your life to help you now do what people we are doing without him. Hallelujah. Now, third law. This The first two I've said is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12. 6:12. We go to chapter 8. That's why I told you it's called the 6-8-10 principle. It's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, chapter 8, and chapter 10. So law number 4, number 3, is in chapter 8. There we have an argument about food sacrificed to idols, and I want to put you in view, in perspective. In those days, idolatry was a common thing in heathen nations, and there were many temples and gods. In the Roman kingdom, you could worship as many gods as possible, so long as once in a year, you come to the temple of Roma and offer an incense, no matter how small, to Roma, the king or the god of Caesar. And when you just drop that incense and say Caesar is Lord, go and do any other thing, HSL, amen. So there was a proliferation of this idols and idolatry. Now, because of the fact that idolatry goes with sacrifices, there was abundant meat. You can imagine a priest who has 1,000 followers, so what the priesthood decided was to create a meat market. I hope you are getting, I'm putting you in perspective. You read that in your Bibles. When you hear Paul say to Tim, somebody say, buy food sold in the meat market and raise no question of conscience. Are you with me? Finally, that's where he's talking. Those meat markets were a temple of idols. And sensitive Christians, makano na eba wa dey cheap because omo orika okeke buano oka for buano and e kwa toro toro. I hope you're following me. So people, when they are to buy their things, go down on town. After all, there is the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. As long as we are concerned, there are no gods, there are no idols. The only chineke I am abogene, chineke eno neenu. Unu na kola yomo prentia mwa, nye kalerefa. So, unwe di ogola anota. Mana umuna, ne fanya. And I say, bro, he's dealing with demons. I hope you're getting the setting now. Now, you ask yourself, one is called the weak brother. One is called the strong brother. Who is the weak? Do you know that all my life, actually this was what delivered me from Pharisaism. I used to think that I was the strong brother. The strong brother is the one that eats by faith. The weak brother is the one whose conscience does not accept it. Listen. Nguma na full problem with the Israelza, but the weak sister, the sister for a problem with it, but the strong one. Onya na adwodo, but the strong one. Oburo nguma, ngika sisi mele bele. You need to read your Bible well. I hope you're with me. No, I'm not on now. What in here now? I know you think you are the one. Go on and complain. You think you are the strong brother. No, you are not the strong brother. Jesus said, "If he that is weak seeth you that are strong, eat him." So who is the one eating? Is it the weak or the strong? Is the strong that eats? Is the weak that complains? We will balance these things. And that is Christianity. Christianity is this tension between legalism and libertinism. That's Christianity. The tension. Hallelujah. So Paul speaks to this strong brother who goes to eat. We say, in a liha now. Okay, let me give you a physical just an illustration.
And the buying I like all quite over with the Hana and Wang. And then the buying I got a web over and I go to web.
So, look, let me use the white one. Maka Eman and Libia Palo. Tomboba and they use white lace. Can you use your own quarter? My orcha, Eman or Yaka, it's here white lace. Yes, sir. Hello. Now, in a cafe, Bama, Fusianti cannot, man, even now, who go who? I'm a woman, I was the year now, Bogani, Coke.
When I'm waiting a white lace down my nanya, it's your own broke as the CNC. The other person can hear you, don't worry, I got a little, I got a little. I take another one.
Now watch. I am a strong brother. I don't find anything wrong in entering a Tombo bar and drinking Coke. I won't mean I was here. I am in a Tombo bar drinking what? Coke. But the weak brother passes.
No wonder. Only if you put you on a charge left and right. Okwe watago. Nah, man. I'm not going to pass on the cable. Okwe watago.
Hello. So what will happen when I finish my coke and go the next day? Oh, you are not lying. Oh, madam, na fem one. What will happen? The weak brother is destroyed because of my liberty. I hope you are getting that. Now, Paul says, when you sin this way against your brother, I'd like you to watch that in 1 Corinthians, I think it's 8, verse 9 or 10. Says, if you sin this way against your brother, says you sin against Christ. Now watch. That thou shalt not enter a tomboba in the Bible. Thou shalt not enter tomboba. Any drummy junior, my kulu, thou shalt not drink coke. I went to a tomboba, I drank coke. My bro, Fuselemo. Now if you go in with Nkwobi. And Paul says, when I do this, I'm sinning against that brother. But beyond the brother, I'm sinning against who? Christ. So I must ask a third question. The first question is what? Does it make me a better human being? Does it edify? Second question is what? Does it make me a slave? Can I live independent of it? Third question is, will it cause somebody else to stumble? So that he went for everything. Can you, whenever I say, thou shalt not wear a particular style of trouser? No. But, on a full beyond the four questions. Because Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28, sorry, 24 says, even there are extra care. 12:24. There are comely paths. And we treat those comely paths with what? Extra care. Good.
If you say it's rather, Bukamega Kuzilong will get Chikoto. The Marana, and the Kamega Mukesi Anana.
You need rather. What are you telling me?
Obulum Bumoke Bialen Muge. If you need a Yisraza Bune Marana, and they chore him where? Nkwamba nje gbangu maka agbalmo
amamu na wati ihe nnekwu obunu ihe nnekwu na ina wati atike egudu na ikuku. Thank you.
Now listen,
can I wear me as a Christian born again talking in tongues? Yes. You can wear pants. After the thief on the cross, we actually Jesus as often here. The thief on the cross was half naked. Jesus Matia Evlota. Paradise. Can I go naked? Yes. Mana oburu nakedness is a problem. Problem bogeni. Does it cost another man to stumble? If yes,
a man is talking more. How
many of you are now following me? Lift up your hands and say, I understand. So, but you see, the legalists will say, how many of you understand me now? That's the difference between a Christian and a legalist. Will it cause somebody else to stumble?
What sister you mean? When alone? When I do aqua? Yani ane me.
Hello.
I knock at home on Nanonzo. I think even maybe sister is uncomfortable.
Honestly,
I don't know when you have fashion. I hope you know. You know, these wicked men that bring fashion know the, they know the workings of the mind of a man. The most developed psychological organ of a man with the eyes. The most developed psychological organ of a woman with the ears. That is why I'm a Kamuna, I'm a Kajon, and I said, and I'm looking cool. Yes.
Kiss me and smile for me. In again, you could have done a war.
Then, who won't get a question?
You know why they do that? Usually, fair ladies will wear that clothes. Black ladies will look for lighter colors. So she too adore. My fair lady is putting on a blue skirt. Women like this, something a just sharp. I'm not gonna order. Immediately women, something a man, bro, I think that even me, it's a more black boy. Anya, from that moment, I'll tell you a story. I watched this, and God used it to deliver me. As a non-believer, I watched the James Bond film, The Spy Who Loves Me. And God used it to teach me a story. I know that line. So James Bond came, there was this lady, a spy that is supposed to be trailing him, but it so happens that the spy loves James Bond. So gala, you may open door cha, or end the anamako. You see, nanko to utaba, baafia. Now, but watch what the camera did. Watch what the camera did. James Bond put his hand behind, unzipped the gown, put it this way, and he began to sleep. The camera followed it. And showed another scene. The problem I had was that my mind completed. My mind, I could see the camera, I could say, oh, so you see why you should not wear those slits. Because it will catch the eyes of men. And they will go beyond the limit. You go to the belly, just 3 inches. Manayewa ga, I like it, but people they think, oh, my cool, if they go a photo pro. Now you will say, oh, my boss, is the brother in church to watch my legs? Or why is he not focusing on the man of God? If he julum now, I hear that you chuku. Chuku ponges again. Me do balloon one more come more. Is there a why not they claim? Oka chuku ne go kuchu. I say that what you. Are you with me? Let me help you. If I got kuzia kuziri in me, let me leave that. Let me look at the last. Is found in the last statement of 1 Corinthians chapter 10. I think it's verse 31. It says, whatsoever you do, whether you eat or drink, whether you dress or talk, whether you hug or hold hands, whatsoever you do, do it to the glory of God. Last question. Does it glorify God? I asked a girl, if he is, I will now go an email announcement that Jesus will be in the next 1 hour. Or if I kick a G with the same woman, say, okay, if he is. On the morning, we can be above now. Does it glorify God? Can you dress to the glory of God? Eat to the glory of God? Hold hand to the glory of God? Send text messages to the glory of God? I have problems with the boys in my church. I have a problem for me too. And I'm out of order. Send the child, sister. Text message. You see, I'm a water chair teenager. I just wanted to know if you've really gone to sleep. I hope I'm not disturbing you. Just wanted to wish you a good night's sleep, diary. Onuya. Uloka laro 9 a.m. we sepe 5 we bebele olaro 12 even eche the meaning of diary. I hope you're following me. Now, this is the difference between the gospel and legalism and libertinism. You see where the gospel is. Now, this is what God, through Paul, said to Timothy. Command men to listen and follow. Stop those who are teaching the law. Stop those who are having excesses of grace. Command them not to teach false doctrine. Also, what is Jeremiah? What's the word? Command them. And then Paul would have suspected that Timothy would now say to him, Ogao, okay, man, go bishop. Where is that my president? Where is he? Can you imagine Ebe venerable on Apple? Where is this brother? Even I don't care why members church. If I know you open up, but when you open up, you can never cheer for one. If I know my children, anything, just tell every person to sit down. I say, I'm nine. Kudos, you know. But I took. I'm on my now. Oh, my God, you are getting it. You know, see? You check it while only in our. I hope you're getting me. Timothy was young. Timothy was sickly. You remember Paul had to tell him, take a little wine for the sake of your stomach. Him and a brethren may go to me every day. After all, now Paul was again. Came up for the aforementioned to me. No, because he had more. Hello. So he was sickly. He was timid. You remember he had to write him that God has not given us the spirit of timidity. Onye aburo onye oku. Aburo the kind of personality melo courage. Nyaki si aje command ya tifu hapo si kuyera neku. So Paul knew he had a problem. He said, don't let any person look down on you because you're young. You can manage youth in such a way that you can have a personality that can push the gospel. It's not about age. It is about integrity of heart. Hello. Are you listening to me? My uncle and my father were, my late father, when we had a young for years. My father said, my uncle. Dabata na nke my uncle Chibiko nti o de kwana mma nti e chi ma kwana nti an o de mma mama nke kwana nti an o de mma umu nne bi kwana nti an o de mma iti ebe nti an o de mma ti an am dia holiday okay that's all right umu nne ge de no mma o kwana papa ge kwana nti an o de mma mama ge kwana. After 1 week I called him. For years you are not talking with your only brother, your elder brother, uncle or something. I don't want to know what is between the two of you. you are his younger brother. Go and ask him for forgiveness. He thought I came to tell him my school fees could not be paid and he should help. When I told him I wanted to talk with him, he thought I came to beg for school fees. He sat down there. He looked at me. Only he couldn't see, yes, sir. I'll do it. It wasn't my age. It was my integrity of heart. Some of you cannot defend the gospel because you are suffering from a timidity that is anti-gospel. You are waiting for the day you will become priesthood. And listen, you don't need to be a priest. You don't need ordination. All you need to do is to magnify your office. Church is driven not by ordained ministry but by laity. So that you despise yourself, that's why you are despised. Let no man despise you. Is it not so? Fine. That's what Paul is asking you to do. To come to that psychological, no, spiritual maturity level that you can be listened to. To develop that state of life that men will want to hear you. Gente, what I am telling you, I have experienced. As an unordained minister, now Archbishop Murdoch was calling me to talk to the priests. Major retreat. No church. Priests and all. Now one who may take note. Bishop Mumu Analan may take note. Why? I have overcome youth. With integrity of character. Paul says, you aim to be heard not from a seminary certificate. But from your character. Your life is your qualification to be heard. John chapter 17 and verse 19, Jesus said, I have sanctified myself so that they will be truly sanctified. John chapter 1 verse 5 says, in him was life, and that life was what? The light. He had a message, but it wasn't the message that was light. What was light was what? The life. In him was life. And that life was the light. What changes men in your life? That's what Paul was telling Timothy, not your age. You work on your character and you will be heard. You will be listened to. You will authenticate your message by your life. You give authority to what you say by how you live. Hallelujah. When I got engaged, after pastoring youth for how many years? But even introduced Onye Nanu, my young man, mechanic. It's what I want to say. Today, all of you have been disturbing CNC. Go and marry, go and marry, go and marry, go and marry. I want to announce to you that CNC is now engaged. Akasho. Prakata, 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 prakata. So before I announce, who? Oh, no, I'm not never asking no one to go and see we all go over to Chamo. I'm a woman, I was in your name. Feel free. Oh, no, we go and see singing. Man, you got a city in the food. William. Come, who's in can name? You aim to be heard. And you should be heard. Listen. I was listening to BBC. Africa is the youngest continent in the world. Why? 65% of Africans are below 22 years. 65! In Nigeria, it's more. You say, Pastor, how do you know? I'll tell you. At the last census, we were 140 something million, is it not so? By now, we should be 150. Last voting, we registered 63 million. Subtract that from 150. You have 87 million. So he tells me that 87 million out of 150 million Nigerians are below 18 years. So you see, you don't even need to talk to the old. You can be heard. If only you have a voice. Produced by your character. Problem that mean a me be fan me to umero basis in a chip we open. It was no more people mother mafu. Onya. Onya. Okay, not because na each and then on oka. Onya. Why? Otebalo omumegi. You know it? Otebalo omumegi. If you work on your character, you develop capacity to speak. Because he that must do everything must come with clean hands. Alright. I hope you see now how the message has entered. Command and teach these things. Let no man despise your youth. Rather, be an example to who? To believers, not to others. Listen. It wanting to be an example to the world. When the world, unbelievers say, "Onyabu ko ezigbo mmadu, I like him." No, obo ezigbo mmadu. You know, the world can say that of you. That's not what Paul is saying. Ndi ya adu no. Eh, ezigbo nwa. Obure abi fe Paul ni. Paul is saying, amen, competition, character, war first. Ina ama first. To only second gap. At the national competition of Christian character. A warfare. He did get you on your second. I believe I got here. I didn't ever press up. I didn't want to go up. What do they? No, there are competition. That's what Paul is saying. And that's the challenge of you. Do you know why? Character formation. It's a discipline. That's why he told him, don't involve yourself with akoko pananambe genealogies. Rather, train yourself. Excuse me. Do you know what the meaning of that statement is? It means, take responsibility for your Christian performance. I'm going to have a coach. I said, okay, get somebody to train you. He didn't say, allow yourself to be trained. What does he say? Train yourself. You are the athlete. You are the coach. You are the medical team. And everybody that strives for the mastery is self-controlled in all things. But you like liberty. Self-control is the restraining power. But one language you love is freedom, liberty. Liberty. Freedom. When my daughter crossed puberty, where Adam was in the bathroom, on a lana, she had a lot on. Now, what are these? I said, my breasts. They are good. Beyond breath, there are two problems. See those two? It's the first problem. You will assume that this thing now makes you your mama. You never reach your. Don't think that two breaths make you a woman. Girls have breasts. The same way women do. Did you hear what I just said? That's the wahala of youth.
Some people are not going to be able to do it. You know, they are shaving every day. They are shaving to look. Well, I'm going to have a methylated spirit. Now, of course, they are up.
I like to tell these stories. You know why I like to tell them occasionally? To tell you that I've been where you were. Don't think I grew up to become Daddy CN. No. I was a young man. I had your struggles. and I made mistakes I don't want you to make. Why? Because fire maya anyabron kaira we recover. I did 20 many mistakes for my survival, so the probabilities of survival, that's why I'm talking. Don't take the chance. So with those two breaths, if I have not cautioned my daughter, leave me alone. I know. I'm Anugom. We be venom. You need self control. See, and then follow the second problem. Sinilo. Oma omo kolabia. No. You assume need to go. A man respects the demonium. Lift up your hands and say, are they here? So Paul says, stop all the story. Timothy, exercise yourself unto godliness. Baji, start developing spiritual muscles for character. Exercise, train yourself unto godliness. Why? Physical exercise profited a little, but spiritual exercise, which leads to godliness, is profitable unto all things, holding promise for the life that now is and for the one to come. If you develop godliness, Timothy, it will profit you in the present life and give you spiritual bearing in the coming one. Do exercise spiritually. Are you listening? What is godliness? What's godliness? There are two words I want you to note. Two words. The first is more important than the second, because if you don't have the first, you can't have the second. Godliness is, first of all, God-centeredness. It is a God-mindedness. See, Timothy, train yourself to mind God. Most youths mind themselves. I can read your memo now. What are you doing? You are minding yourself. And they that fulfill the flesh mind the things of the flesh. Where your mind is where your hand will finally rest. Godliness is, first of all, what? God-centered. God is at the center of everything. Timothy, place God at the center. Let it revolve around God, the person of God, the people of God, the purpose of God. Think God. Think His people. Think His purpose. Think His place. Think it. chetere ya, chete Chukwu, chee ya. Ụmụ ya na-akpọ chete Chukwu, onye a dị egwu ebube. Chete Chukwu, chee uche, ndị ọsọ n'ọla naanị ichete Chukwu, onye ka ọ bụ, ume ma n'ụkọ, ọgaranya ngadanga, ọgba aka ji agha, gbaji ụta na ube ndị agha, onye si n'eluigwe na-atụ ndị ile ike, si anwụ na ọnwa guzo ka Joshua lụchaa ọrụ. Ichetere ya na onye a bụ consuming fire. Ji iwe tisaa Sodom na Gomora. Ichetere ya, gị onye ndị mmụọ ozi na mmadụ na-enye ekele, ka Jehova bụ. Gị onye ndị mmụọ ozi na mmadụ na-enye ekele, gị onye ndị mmụọ ozi na mmadụ na-abụ isi anyị, ya ka ọ bụ. Ichetelia, that is God centeredness. Ichetelia, ichetelundia, those who are doing well and those who are not doing well, that is godliness. Did you remember his laws and the principles, his power and purposes? Godliness. The second word is godlikeness. First word, God-centeredness. The second is godlikeness. To be godly is to be like God. That is my vision in life. Every day I am introduced before a message, I listen. And when they finish, I try to encourage myself, because I've not heard what I want to hear. The Bible says that Elisha passed, and they said he is a holy man of God, not an ordinary man of God. As in only abogene, holy man of God. I'm waiting for the day somebody will stop talking about he's an anointed teacher and say, brethren, today we want to sit under a godly man. Uge Kalele. El, president are the generous. They are the generous. Or the Kafan Nagor Banabas. Hallelujah. And listen, that's my dream. That's what Timothy was to set as his dream. Not an anointed man, a man of timber and caliber. When he speaks, demons run. Oburia. Oburia. If an agum. The day man no gide, mother said, this man is godly. That's my dream. Where the force of it is from, where is a natural war? I brought this one target. I pursued it for long. Okay, Corona, man, I'm Meluia. Okay, Mama, Meluia. Before Jesus, I got put him as a godly man. Before Okamu Abusensi, O full boss, agbagide mbọ n'ime Jehova. Amara ya baa ụba ruo mbọchị mmadụ ga-eme ma ya, I met a godly man, not a good man. Because when somebody says he is godly, it means you reminded him of God. Give na mmadụ mesi ife ịpụa, ọ dị onye anwa ka o zute Chukwu. Ha ya tabaze latu baza mande. That day will come in your lives. It will come in your lives. It comes by training. It's not by wishing. But I go and put your name. Say, "Lord, oh Lord, make me godly. Oh Lord, I want to be godly. Live over, akara banana, akara banana." Which one? Oburiha gwaluti moti. Otiya pray that you will be godly. What did he ask him to do? Train yourself. Train yourself. Zuo onwe gi. Wele akwụkwọ, there the fruit of the spirit between you and God. Nye onwe gi mark. Chota a Bible character. A man demonstrate that particular fruit. Jiri onye anwa nene onwe gi. Take for example Moses as you know, the meekest man. In a rate of making a meekness, he will Moses. I hope you are following me. When you finish rating yourself, you ask yourself, how can I improve on this action point? I've been one impatient man. Umuye chukuru mi be godly man, not patient. I even quarrel with babies. Ibakwa. Who are you quarreling with? My baby. So, I wrote growing in patience target. Number one, I will never quarrel with baby. Number two, no matter how onye okada si no chere mozo mambu hon, do you see that? That is practical training process. You will claim your presence chere mozo no chere mozo na pass the passenger. You have to, and they've been a dead man. Give me moderation and fellowship. Okay, pack it, take it, no choose. Me, Ludu, in a war, or what you be it as a jail. I will not broken just Bible and my Meg is on the next second. I find I say for independent again, and if we this is why not confuse the woman with the Bible. Oh, with your man now. That's exactly what Paul did not want. He did not want a cajoling of the gospel. He has said that prayer and intercession with thanksgiving be made for all men, because that's what God wants. He wants men to be saved. He has ordered the church so that people can be saved. Let men lift up their holy hands. Let women dress modestly. Let there be godly leadership. We want to save the world. So you write down, what do you need to do to be more loving? God commended his love in this. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. How do I train myself to be loving? I select my enemies. Those that told big lies against me and ran me down. And I'm going to take 2 weeks to draft a beautiful text message before their birthday. I hope you're born. That's what it means to train yourself. You have to watch. You also need to pray, but you need to plan. You watch and pray. You pray and watch. You watch. You know, watch. Even on Monday. Listen, I am going to tell you some things. If you don't know how to forgive people, in on anger. Only the willy will marrow. And if the unfortunate or unbeliever, he has no God to worry about. Don't go and eat immediately. He said, "Please, I said, 'I come back at you.' I am a cholmoku. I am a blonde. I am a cholmoku. I said, 'Believe me, believe my judgment, believe me.' He can make it in hell. Anointing him, believe me again. Apoa, ibine, mankeni chetera, mankeni chetera." Train yourself not to luane. Nene ben tuki levi imperi. Nene zie yofuma detwe. Plan. Some of you have never prayed for 30 minutes in your life. But Jesus said to his disciples, "Can you not pray with me at least 1 hour?" Then he turned and said to Peter, "Watch and pray that you will not fall into temptation." That tells you something. There is a relationship between 1 hour prayer and falling into temptation. Did you hear that? Don't assume you've prayed long. Oh, it's 7 o'clock. A man on the man has 2 minutes in the laka. It's 7 o'clock. New rookie. Librado Zabranada Breledobo Sontolor. This is Ilata Pasha. Lengredo Oshni Pala. Mandere de Vozanda. Lengrede Yatoto Panaba. Imegida son of Gnono. Inanana. I blow the clock over 6 minutes. He didn't have my battery on a wall. But do you need, that 1 hour? He will make it. Jesus said, "Watch and pray that you fall not into temptation." He said, "The spirit is willing, but the flesh is what? Weak." So, oh, Ebele, give the spirit will be near me, give an arrow, Ebele, and Ebele, at least 1 hour. Anamuyamu. That's why you must be filled with the Holy Ghost. Because if you don't care, I pray, I turn him to Trinity.
Ofuna. Ofuna. Ebele Ofuna. Omarozi. Ofugo.
Eh, Chineke. Eh, imagolo kode. Jambu na faa bia biko. Nyala ya kaka epati ya. Na ha Jesus. Amen. Eh, waya kena bia kwa. Iya nyalu maka. Nye kaka ncheta inye nini. Ima na mati na inye mtu. Mana nyalu maka. Na ha Jesus. Amen. Ofuna. Eka bia kwa. When you are filled with the Holy Ghost, the Bible says you speak mysteries. The Spirit interceded according to the will of God. You must be speaking in tongues. The day I was teaching people how to pray long, and I said, you start in the flesh. Some of you who are filled with the Holy Ghost have not spoken in tongues since you are filled with the Holy Ghost. Why? You know, I talk with me and say, man, my God, that day in the field, eh? Let's make you an order like this. Most of you, I'm not coming from them. No, see, no, now for now, walk over for you. Now, what person? The Lord does not lead us by feeling. I give you the Spirit who will live and abide with you for 10 minutes. Eh? So, if He is there, He is there. You wake up. Hallelujah. Hey. Shalato Zaza. Let the weak say what? So if you need to say you are weak, what do you tell yourself? If you need to ugolo now, you say, oh my God, today I'm feeling good. It is easy. Man, in a few, if you can see your blood, you can see your dick. Shalado de de, yay! Yabalatoboka! It is here two times, ugolo and yes, Say hallelujah. My name is Sova. Yes, Lord, yes. Ola, is that the church there? Do you need the African human religion on the Pharisee? Is that Lord?
Yes. In heaven, when you're calling me, then you need.
In order to teach you, like, where was I before? Hey! Hallelujah! Hey! No! Stand up! That's one. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, I'm practical. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, Paul said something. I pray, when I pray in spirit, my mind is unfruitful. That means, I notice that when I'm praying in tongues, my mind is not keen. Why? I'm praying with my spirit. Your body, soul, spirit. When you are talking in tongues, you are talking with your spirit, not on the soul level. It bypasses the whole body and soul. You are on the spirit level. And Paul says, when I'm doing that, my mind is bypassed. Then he says, what then do I do? That means this is not a perfect way to pray. He has to do something about it. He says, I will pray with my spirit. I will also pray with my understanding. I'll give you an interpretation.
What it means is, I want to pray about my jam. I keep jam in my mind, but I pray the prayer in tongues. Do you get that? Number four added a key that many people neglect. He says, I will sing with my spirit. I will also sing with my heart. That means, did you notice, it's the same statement. I will pray, I will also do what? Sing. After some time, or chavaro, ogezura no na agwa mu mbe agwa na igro kwanu mu am madre ka mbo.
Hello,
now watch. So you pray, after some time you notice that praying routinely as if you're talking looks like it's cracking your voice. Shift to singing your prayers. That's the key. If you oscillate between praying and singing, so I start. Limbo zanda banto legre itoshte le kapala bato zanda halaramande lembre le koshanda la brahata masende le teshi katala rasute lengradia le zenzenzenzenzeleyanda endele amandoro nana. You see what I'm doing? I'm playing around. Why? If you don't do it, you will crack. That's how. You pray, you sing. And when you knock it 1 hour, equal tongues. It may be Dorana. I think Omar Mosquito. Omar Mosquito. You just keep it around the brain and notice. Is that money? If I'm here, I'll keep it on. You kill him and you're moving. You must learn that prayer is a discipline which you need to cultivate godliness. And you train yourself to do it. Well o'clock or the very bad ones. Pick me to low toto. Esebunana ni tetechebe. Kulaka. Mwamiloi. Obulo na ipada na ni ebe mmiri no ina ala rugulu mmiri zebe ni na koko be de. That is training. Kunizo kwa mmiri ni si pepe sing a song shout, warm yourself and key. That's how to do it. You train yourself. I get tired of people. You plant a seed, you harvest this station. A man not begging, yeah, cardia chotagi. You can visit only, you visit tofu, visit table. Then you harvest for good measures, praise down. He that does not have. Even the little visitation will be taken away. Shall we rise on our feet?